Okay, thank you very much for coming, and may our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Me'ira Chai, and Nechama Bracha, Leah Shalom, Bastav, and Mordechai. Today's daf is Me'ila Dav Vav. We're dealing in the good health of Yitzchak ben Simcha and Gitzel Bas Miriam. Today's daf is Me'ila Dav Vav. We're in the middle of the topic of Sha'as Heter Lakonim, a moment when it was permitted to the Kohanim. The Mishnah said that if you had Kadshei Kadshim, a Chatas, or an Asham, so the moment a person declares it, Chatas and Asham, it's called Kadshei Hashem, and there would be the sin of Me'ila if someone were to mistreat it, derive benefit from it. When would it lose its status of being able to have Me'ila? Only once the blood would be thrown. However, let's say the blood never got thrown correctly because it was never permitted to the Kohanim. In the Shechita, there was a thought of eating at the wrong time. So now there is still Me'ila. However, if the blood was thrown correctly and the meat was permitted to the Kohanim, and then let's say the meat slept over the night, so even though now again the meat is not permitted, since at one point it was permitted, it's no longer called Kadshei Hashem, and there would no longer be Me'ila. So we had a question, how do we define this moment of being permitted to the Kohanim? Does it mean that there was a good Shechita, and then after that it got disqualified? Does it mean that there was a good Shechita and a good catching of the blood, and after that it got disqualified, because whatever is about to be thrown is as if it was thrown? Or does it mean, what I just said, there was a good Shechita, a good catching of the blood, and a proper throwing of the blood, and there was heter achila, was permitted to be eaten. So we saw that there was an argument between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Chizkiya, all you need is that there was a good Shechita. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what you need is not just a good Shechita, good Shechita, good catching of the blood, and a good throwing of the blood. We had questions on these opinions, and now we have, till the end of the first Amud here on Government Aleph, we have three proofs to try to determine the answer to this question. So again, the issue is, there has to be Sha'as Heter Lakonim. What is Sha'as Heter Lakonim? It doesn't mean just a good Shechita, and then it got ruined. It doesn't mean a good Shechita and a good catching of the blood, and then it gets ruined. Or does it mean a good Shechita, a good catching of the blood, and a good throwing of the blood, and then it got ruined? Hashma, coming here, a proof from a Braisa in regards to the view of Rabbi Shimon. The Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon says, Yesh no sar. There is kadshei kadshim that are no star that have been left over too late. Shemual in bolid, if a person takes benefit from it, he would do me'ila. Yesh no star, then there's other no star. She'ein mual in bolid, that there wouldn't be any me'ila. Kate said, what would be the case? Lan lifnei zrika, if the meat was left over the night and there had not yet been a zrika done before the zrika, then mual in bolid, then there's me'ila. But if there was a zrika which permitted it all to be eaten, and then it was left over the night, a mol and bo, so it's no longer kadshei Hashem, there's no me'ila. Katani miyasa, what does Rabbi Shimon say though? Mol and bo, that when it was lan lifnei zrika, before there ever was a zrika, you left it over the whole night, there's me'ila. Now, lav davishusle mizukei, doesn't that mean that there was time you could have thrown the blood, the bayisark, you could have thrown it, but nevertheless, you hadn't actually thrown it. So since you hadn't actually thrown it, it's not called Sha'as Heter Lakonim. You see, Shmami, now what does it mean the moment of being permitted to the Konim? Heter Achila Shaninu, had to be permitted to be eaten. That when it was caught correctly, but it hadn't been thrown yet, it's not yet Sha'as Heter Lakonim. Shmami says, well, that's not the case. The case here is the Kibble Samach Lishkiya Sachana. He caught the blood right at the end of the day, right as the sun was setting. So we'll have a Shuslamism. He didn't have time to throw the blood. Why did we say that according to one opinion, once there is heter zrika, once you're allowed to throw the blood, that's already considered that the meat is permitted? Because we said, kala omeh vizarek zaruk dami, whatever was about to be thrown is already considered thrown. But if the blood was caught right before the sun was setting, or as the sun is setting, there's no time to throw the blood. So this blood was never about to be thrown. So since the blood was never about to be thrown, it never permits the meat and takes the meat away from being considered kadshei Hashem. So lo havas shus l'mizrukin. One second. If that's the case, I will have a shrus. But if he would have caught the blood, and there would have been time to throw the blood, and he didn't throw the blood, and he just waited the whole night, he didn't throw the blood, then you would say there's no me'ila anymore, because since he could have thrown the blood and was about to throw the blood, it was no longer called kachi Hashem. I will have a shrus. If there was time, my, what's the law? Hachanan, would you say de'ei molimbo, there's no me'ila, because it's not called kachi Hashem anymore, because of kol omid lizrok, whatever's about to be thrown, it's as if it was thrown. So then why didn't the Mishnah say, why didn't the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon say this? My Iria, what'd you see? The Tani that it says, Lifnei Zrika, if it became Me'ila from before the Zrika, because there was never a Zrika on this meat. Listen, it should have said, it shouldn't have been talking about Zrika, it should say at this point, Kodem Shkia, Ula Achar Shkia. It should say, if the blood was caught right before the sun was setting, so there was no time to throw the blood, if there's no time to throw the blood, then it is considered already no longer to have me'ila. Because, I'm sorry, then it still has me'ila if there was no time to throw the blood. Because it wasn't about to be thrown. So since it wasn't about to be thrown, it was never permitted. But if the blood was caught well before Shkia, if it was caught well before Shkia, then we should say, since it was caught well before the sun setting, he was about to throw it, since he was about to throw it, that already makes it permitted meat, even though it wasn't actually thrown. So that should have been spelled out. So Gemara says that's exactly what this meant. Hachanami katani, that's what the Braisa means. Kodem sheyue royal is rika. If the blood was caught before there was a chance for it to really throw it, and there is still me'ila. But if it was caught at a time after it could have been thrown, then in fact, right, if it all happened after it had been able to have a Zrika, then already there is no Me'ila, because once there was, it was able to have a Zrika, it was caught early enough to be able to have a Zrika, it's no longer called Kadshei Hashem. So again, we're dealing with this question. What's the definition of a moment of being permitted? Is a moment of being permitted meaning that it was able to be thrown, or a moment of being permitted means that you were able to actually eat it because you actually did throw it already? Tashma, maybe the following could be a proof, the same type of discussion. Rabbi Shimon says, Yesh pigul shemol in bo. There is a situation of meat, of kachay kachim, which is pigul, and there is still me'ila to it, right? The guy made it holy as a chatos. There's me'ila now. But now it became pigul somehow. During the shechita, or the kabbalah, or the olacha, or the zrika, there was a declaration we're going to eat it at the wrong time. It became contaminated. And there's still me'ila. Okay, that makes sense, because there's no heter. If there's no heter, there should still be me'ila. It's still kachi Hashem. But now, v'yesh pigul, says Rabbi Shimon, there's another pigul. She'ein molin bo. There's no me'ila to it. Wow. Ketzad, what's the case? Lifnei Zrika, if it became pigul before the throwing of the blood, molin bo, there's still going to be me'ila. La'achar Zrika, but if the throwing of the blood is what made it pigul, till that point it wasn't pigul. So then in molin bo, then there's no me'ila. Katani mi'as, what did it say here? Lifnei Zrika, if it became pigul before the throwing of the blood, molin bo, then already there's going to be, it stays in a status of having me'ila. So, lav, but doesn't the case mean the havashuslim is okay? He had time to throw the blood. He caught the blood. He had time to throw the blood. He didn't throw the blood yet. And he made it into me'ila. He made it into pigle. He didn't throw the blood yet. Wow. He bought his zark. He could have thrown it. Had he wanted to, he could have thrown the blood. But nevertheless, since it became pigle before the blood was actually thrown, there still is me'ila. The Katani Molimbo says that there's me'ila. Shmaminas, what do you see? It's not that heter is rika. Once you're allowed to throw the blood, that's already no longer considered kachi Hashem. Because this, he was allowed to throw the blood. Shmaminas, again, what do you see? That heter achila shaninu. That we learned that you have to actually be able to eat it for it to be no longer called kachi Hashem. Says the Gemara, the same answer. Look, no, that's not what's going on. Delo havash ruslim is okay. He caught the blood at a time and there was no time to throw it. Since there was no time to throw it, that's why the catching of the blood did not take it away from being kachi Hashem. But if he would catch the blood, and there would be time to throw it, so that would remove from it the status of kachi Hashem. So, really? Aval what? But, if there was time to throw the blood, So since he caught the blood and there was enough time to throw it, that takes it away from being called Kalchi Hashem, because all you need is Heter Zrika, and there's no Mi'il anymore. So my area, the Tani La'achar Zrika. So then why didn't the Braisa say that? Why does the Braisa say that when would there not be Mi'ila? When there was a Zrika of pickle? Listen, it should say, there wouldn't be Me'ila if there was a Kabbalah, Kodem Shkia. If there was a Kabbalah, if he caught the blood well before the sun set. Because if he had a lot of time to throw the blood, then you have Heter Zrika, then it's not called Kalchi Hashem anymore. And say, when would there be Me'ila? La'achar Shkia Zachama, if he catches the blood after the sun set. That's what it means. Kodem Shira L'Zrika, La'achar Shira L'Zrika. That's exactly what it means. And if he caught the blood early, and there was time for Zrika, so then, in fact, there wouldn't be Me'ila. If he caught the blood late, and there was no time for Zrika, that's when there's still Me'ila.
But the Me'ila done before the Zrika. So it's not going to change. Not the Me'ila, I'm sorry. The
pickle.
Done before the Zrika.
Yeah.
The Zrika's not going to change the task status of the pickle.
Good.
I don't need the Zrika.
That's right. So now, Tashma, finally a third proof. We learned in another brisa. Ha-pigul b'kadshe kadshim. When you have something which is pigul of kadshe kadshim, molin bo, there's still me'ila. My lav, what's the case? Dizarek, that he threw the blood. Because even though the throwing of the blood makes it pigle, nevertheless, since there never was permitted to be eaten, there's still me'ila. So shmamina heter achila shaninu. To make it not have me'ila, you have to actually be able to eat it. Lo, says the Gemara, that's not the case. The case is the lo zarak. He didn't throw the blood. And he just caught the blood. And because it was pigle, that's why there was no heter zrika. 1 second, says the Gemara. Aval zarak mai. But if when he slaughtered, he didn't have a thought of pickle. When he caught the blood, he didn't have a thought of pickle. And only when he throws the blood, then there's a thought of pickle. Hachanami dein molin bo. So you're going to say that then there is no me'ila? So my eerie. So then why is it? My eerie detani, why does it say at the end of this braisa, bekadshim kalim, why does the end of this braisa to talk about kachim kalim and say about kachim kalim ein molin bo, that a throwing of the blood with a thought of pigle is not going to make you able to have me'ila on the emurim? Listeni, it should say about kachim kachim and say like this, kan lifnei zrika, if the thought of me'ila and the kachim kachim happened before the zrika, then there is still me'ila. I'm sorry, the thought of pigle happened before the zrika, there's still me'ila. And kam li'achar zrika. And if the thought of pigle happened after the zrika, then there would be no me'ila. Answer the Gemara. Ha'asi lash me'inan. This is exactly the point that it's trying to teach us. Kal asuyeli de me'ila. If we're dealing with Kachim Kalim, we want to make the Emurim able to have Me'ila. Because remember, with Kachim Kalim, when they're first dedicated, there's no Me'ila. Only once the blood is thrown is there a Me'ila on the Emurim. Zrika tekitana maisili de Me'ila. There'd have to be a kosher Zrika without any thoughts of pigle to make it able to have Me'ila. But kolafuke mi de Me'ila. But when you have Kachim Kachim, and it already has Me'ila, and you want to remove the Me'ila, so then, afilu shelo katikana, even if the throwing of the blood was not a good throwing of the blood, it was a throwing of the blood with a thought of pigle, nami mafka mide me'ila, that takes it away from me'ila, unlike the view of Rav Gidel that we saw yesterday. This is the proof to be against Rav Gidel. Rav Gidel says that both to make the emurim of kachim kalim able to have me'ila, and to remove me'ila from the meat of kachim kachim, if it was a zrika of pigle, it doesn't do that thing.
Yeah.
This Bryce's point is to distinguish. It says no. It's Rika of Pigle, the throwing of the blood with the thought I'm going to eat it at the wrong time, will impose will not be able to impose Me'ila on Kachi Kalim, on the Emurim of Kachi Kalim, but it will be able to remove the Me'ila from the kachim kachim, because it is somewhat of a throwing of blood. It is a meratz. It does create atonement. Everything was done right in pigel, except for the thought of out of time. That's enough to be a meratz to remove me'ila.
So the case, Rabbi, it was not pigul, become pigul
as the throwing. During the throwing is when it became
pigul.
Okay, so now Vavam and Beis, we start a new Mishnah. Amen. This new Mishnah deals with the topic of when you have meat of a carbon that was taken out of the Azara, so that's disqualified as you would say. Isn't that a full disqualification that means that the Zrika doesn't impact it at all, or Zrika can still impact it even after Yotze? Says the Mishnah, Basar Kachay Kachim. Let's say you have the meat of Kachay Kachim. Sheyatza, that came out of the Azara. Lifne Zrika Stamim, before we threw the blood. Then it was brought back into the Azara, and then we threw the blood. Rebbe Lezer says, Malimbo. The blood doesn't help Yotze, since the blood didn't help. It was Kachay Kachim. The moment Kachay Kachim were consecrated, they are Kachay Hashem. This is still holy for God. And there would be a sin of Me'ila to use it. However, and furthermore, in Chayav and Alam Mishon Pigal Nosar V'Tamit, the meat which was Yotze, you would not be able to, if you ate it, you wouldn't have a sin of Pigal Nosar and Tamit with it, because only things that had a kosher Zrika could then have Pigal Nosar and Tamit, and the Zrika, the throwing of the blood, can't help, can't impact positively that which was taken out of the Azara. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, if you have meat of Kachay Kachim that went out of the Azara, and then it came back into the Azara, then the blood was thrown, since the blood was thrown, Ein Mo'al in Bo, there is no longer Me'ila in it. It's not called Kachay Hashem anymore. V'chayav an alav v'shem pigol nosar v'tamei, and you'd be obligated for pigol nosar and tamei. Amri Rabbi Akiva tries to bring a proof that yesh zrika liyotze, that the throwing of the blood does have a halachic impact on meat that went out of the Azara. What's his proof? Rabbi Akiva says, let's say a person puts aside a carbon chatas and then he loses it. So he puts aside a second animal to replace the first. Then he finds the first. And now he has two carbonos chatas in front of him. Now they're both in front of him. Now, lo kishem shadama poteres besara, kachu poteres besara chaveret, isn't that halacha? The same way the blood of one would exempt one from Me'ila, it exempts the other also from Me'ila. Therefore, that's my source for Yotze. In pater damas besara chaveret, amena Me'ila, if the blood of one animal can take away the meat of another animal's status of having Me'ila, in Odinu, isn't it the case, Yiftar is Besar Atzma, that the blood of a carbon should be able to remove the status of Me'ila from its own meat, even when that meat was somewhat disqualified because it went out of the Azara. Right, another case. A Murei Kachay Kalim, let's say the insides, the fats of a Shlamim or a Toda, of Kachim Kalim, of a light level of holiness. Shayatsu lifnezri kastam. The emurim were taken out of the azar before the blood was thrown, and they brought back into the azar. Now the blood is thrown. Rabbi Lezer says, "Ain malin behen. There's no meila. Why? Because since the blood was thrown, it doesn't impact on yotze. Since it didn't impact yotze, it stays in the status of kachim kalim that don't have meila until the blood is thrown. However, in the same way that the throwing of the blood didn't work for them, they wouldn't be on these emurim, pigul noser and tamei. However, Rabbi Akiva says, "Malin ben, there would be me'ila." Because again, he holds that the throwing of the blood works for that which went out of the asar. Ask the Gemara, "Vahani tarti lamali? Why do we need to have two times the same argument? One about kachay kachim and one about kachay kalim? Whether the zrika works for the Yotze, for that which went out of the Azar?" Answer the Gemara, "Tzricha, I needed both. Yidmer b'kachay kachim, if we would only have had the argument in regards to kachay kachim, have a minute of flot to say, b'hakam, Rebbe Lezer, well, in bo, here Rebbe Lezer says that the Zrika didn't work, and there's still Me'ila, Mishum, the Zrika ketzikana mafkami de Me'ila. There's a kosher Zrika, which makes the meat permissible to be eaten. That's what's going to take away Me'ila, because that makes it into no longer kachay Hashem. But if the throwing of the blood wasn't the right thing, because the meat anyway had gone out, so the throwing of the blood didn't work, so it doesn't take away the me'ila. But in regards to Kotshei Kalim, to make the Emurim able to have Me'ila, then I would think Modulir Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Akiva, that Filish Lo Katikon, even though it wasn't done right, makes it able to have Me'ila. If I would have had the argument only in regards to the Emurim of Kotshei Kalim that went out of the Azara, have I mean, who thought to say, Gabe Kotshei Kalim would have Rabbi Akiva while in Behen, in regards to Kotshei Kalim, to make it able to have Me'ila, Rabbi Akiva says that even the throwing of the blood for meat that went out works. Because even a Zrika that's not so perfect, it would be enough to make it able to have Me'ila. Aval Kotshei Kotshei, but in regards to the Kotshei Kotshei, the Lafukehu, where I want to say that there's a good Zrika, now it's no longer Kotshei Hashem, to take it away from Kotshei Hashem. Then I would have thought that Shalokati Khan, if it wasn't not done 100% right, lo mafkimi de mili, you can't take it away from Me'ila. So that's why I need to say that no, that's not what we say. We don't say there's a difference between making it able to have Me'ila versus taking it away from having Me'ila. There's a general argument here. Does Zrika do anything for meat that already gone out? And that's the argument, and it applies both to Kotshei Kalim as well as Kotshei Kotshei, Kamash Malan. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, we'll start Bezus Hashem at this point tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, Lefichach Yibalahem Torah O'Mitzvah, Shemar, Adonai Chofetz L'Man Tzidko, Yagdil.